former New York mayor Michael Bloomberg tried to do it, but at this point, the city of Berkeley, California, is the only place in the U.S. that's passed a soda tax to combat obesity. That just happened last month. But in Mexico, where soda is almost a staple, the government has been taxing soda for a year now. Jill Replogle reports from Tijuana on how it's going there.
This clinic in Tijuana is the biggest family medicine clinic in Mexico. Workers and their families come here when they have a cold or joint pain, and increasingly when they have symptoms of diabetes.
That's basically one of the critical diseases we have here.
Alonso Perez is the clinic director.
Obesity and diabetes is rising, their complications are rising, and every day it's from younger patients.
30% of school children in Mexico and about 70% of adults are obese or overweight, pretty close to the rates in the U.S. In fact, in recent years, Mexico has competed with the U.S. for the dubious title of fattest country in the world. Nearly 13% of Mexico's population has diabetes.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo están?
Bien.
A nurse at the clinic weighs Armando Huerta and checks his blood glucose level. Huerta says, when you find out you're diabetic, it feels like your whole world falls apart. He was diagnosed 2 years ago.
Mi forma de comer antes era sentarme y comer frituras, chicharrones.
He says, I used to eat a lot of fried stuff, chicharrones, a lot of tortillas, mole. And always with soda, any kind of soda. We Mexicans say it helps you burp and feel better. Huerta says he eats healthier food now, no soda. He's lost weight and has his diabetes under control, but he struggles to get his three kids on board with the new diet. The country is struggling with it, too. In hopes of stemming what's become a public health crisis, Mexico slapped a 1 peso per liter tax on soda and other sugary drinks. That's about 7 cents. It also added an 8% tax to high-calorie snacks like potato chips and cookies. Revenue from the tax is supposed to fund water fountains in public schools, as well as preventive health programs.
Taxation, just like it did for tobacco, is the most effective way to get people to change their behavior.
Barry Popkin teaches global nutrition at the University of North Carolina. He's working with researchers from Mexico's National Institute of Public Health to document the impact of that country's soda tax. It's still early, but their preliminary results suggest that during the first 3 months of 2014, purchases of sodas and other taxed beverages declined by 10% compared to the same period last year, and purchases of bottled water went up 13%. Here's Popkin's take on it.
Essentially, people were substituting plain water, the healthiest beverage we could drink other than milk, for sugary beverages.
Con Mexico, the country's major consumer product industry group, says it's not clear that the tax is directly responsible because consumer spending is down in many categories thanks to a weak economy. And the group says the tax is regressive, hitting poorer families especially hard. Juan Valle's family owns a small market in Tijuana less than a mile from the U.S. border. Like many people I spoke with in Tijuana, Valle doesn't think the soda tax is a good idea.
I don't think taxing a product is going to do a lot of educating the public. I just don't.
He says sales of Coke at his store are actually up, despite the tax. But Valle also says his customers seem to like a new product called Coca-Cola Life. It's half sugar, half stevia, a no-calorie sweetener. Public health advocates say if consumers would just start choosing lower sugar sodas or smaller bottles, that alone would be a victory. In the border region, though, many Mexican consumers have a way of getting around the soda tax. They can cross the border and just shop in the U.S. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, Tijuana.
You might be listening to The World on your drive home right now. Maybe you're already home. Either way, there are more and more ways to connect with us. Because I'm a Shutterbug, one of my favorites is our Instagram feed. It features some great shots behind the scenes here in our Boston newsroom and also pics from our reporters out in the field. You can find us on Instagram at PRI The World. And if you're really adventurous, follow me on Instagram at Marco Werman.